Dr. Leila Suleiman, who's a pulmonologist and intensivist at Life Kingsbury Hospital. Hello, Leila.
Hi there. Good afternoon to you all your listeners.
The last doctor that I spoke to who's working with COVID-19 patients is at home working out the 2 weeks of being COVID-19 positive. You're still healthy, I hope?
Yes, I am still healthy. And luckily, none of our physician complement has been affected as yet. But we haven't been unscathed. We've had some near and dear to us who've lost loved ones and staff members at our hospital. So I think we all see the ugly face of this disease and we realize it will affect or has affected most of us. But I'm all good for now.
Good. How busy has your intensive care unit section been with patients, particularly who've needed to be intubated? Because that's the terrible fear that I have. If I get it, I hope I don't get it seriously, but please don't let me hear a medical person saying, I think we need to intubate him.
So we've had more than 200 total admissions at Life Kingsbury Hospital since the start of the pandemic. We've had, on average, our ICU has been relatively full. So between three quarters and a half to three quarters full, we haven't been completely at capacity. So we're quite lucky with regards to that. We have, based on international guidelines, we've obviously tried to avoid intubating and ventilating patients as much as possible. Unfortunately, in some cases, that is not possible. So we've used what I think many people have read about, high-flow nasal oxygen in many patients, and we've actually been very successful in avoiding intubations in these patients. And that has actually worked really, really well. We have unfortunately had to intubate patients, and we haven't been unscathed. We have had a few fatalities at our hospital.
Because the international number, the national figure, obviously it changes from country to country.
Absolutely.
But it's somewhere around 70% of intubated patients don't survive. Have you had enough patients to form a reasonable data set from which you can make a deduction?
Yes. So our fatalities have generally been older. They've had a sort of predictable outcome in terms of risk factors. But we have thus far had a fairly good run when it comes to our intubated patients. We've had an extubation rate, which means removing of the tube, of more than 50% of patients. Actually, that was one of our biggest highs, I think. We had two of our first patients that were intubated and extubated within a week, and both within 24 hours of each other. And I think there was a huge sense of elation, amongst staff, because it was our first two ventilated patients and they both did really, really well. So our rates of extubation, our mortality rate hasn't been as high as we've read, people saying 70, 80, 90% mortality on the ventilator. In our hospital, we've seen an over 50% successful extubation rate.
And I mean, how would that compare with a normal ICU month when patients are coming in and into ICU? I mean, what's the sort of the opposite of admission, discharging people from ICU healthy rather than unfortunately having to call the mortuary van?
Yeah, so I mean, I think COVID definitely has a higher mortality rate than other reasons for intubating and ventilating patients that are critically ill. So generally, we don't have a mortality rate. Most ICUs have a mortality rate, depending on the type of patient profile that they have, and a mortality rate of around 20 to 30% at the highest, and some even less than that. So we know that COVID is a disease where if you require ventilation, even in the best scenario, your intubation or your survival, your survival to extubation is lower than other diseases. So generally our ICU, we've had a fairly good run with COVID, and outside of the COVID scenario, we haven't had a mortality rate of more than 10, 20% in our ICU in general, outside of the COVID scenario. And those are generally critically ill patients with multi-organ failure, that have cardiac disease, respiratory disease, kidney disease, etc., and those patients generally tend to not do well.
Veronica tells me that you're brilliant. She's an ex-colleague of yours. Brilliant, Dr. Suleiman at Kingsbury Hospital. And an ENT, and please give me a very quick answer, an ENT wants me to ask you how many of your patients have had tracheostomies.
So we've actually managed to avoid tracking. We've had two patients that we tracked. We've been lucky in that our extubated patient, we've managed to extubate patients within 7 to 10 days, so they haven't needed tracheostomies. We usually would think about tracheing patients after 2 weeks. So in non-COVID patients, it would be a little bit earlier, but in the COVID patients, we've sort of pushed it down to 2 weeks, 14 days. And so we've had two patients that have required tracheostomies.
Thank you very much to the brilliant Dr. Leila Suleiman, a pulmonologist and intensivist at the Life Kingsbury Hospital.